We're talking with Claire Chanet, who is the principal oboist of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, except they're furloughed right now, so technically I guess you're not at the moment.
Well, we're hoping to go back to work in February, so hopefully I'll be back to that role soon. But right now I've been keeping busy with a lot of other stuff. I've been just got my certification of being a Knox County Master Gardener. I'm still teaching. I've been making a lot of visual art. I'm applying for jobs. I'm freelancing. Been making some music videos and ceramics and keep bees and selling my honey and reading a lot of books, playing the oboe every day.
Hold it. I mean, all of those sound pretty great, but when you said you're selling honey, do you have any with you?
I didn't bring any, Todd.
There's something about locally produced honey that is just magical.
I know, and it's so good for the allergies.
Yeah, and it sounds like I have an allergy right now, but I'm wearing a mask, as are you.
I am too, yeah.
Yeah. So what about the rest of your colleagues? I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, and your experience is sadly not unique. There are musicians all over the country suddenly not working.
That's right.
And performances not happening. So how's everybody else doing? Not to go through every one of them, but...
Well, yeah, there are a lot of people out of work right now, but actually there are a lot of people in work, too. There are a lot of symphonies across the country that we've heard about that have seen furloughs like we have here in Knoxville. But there are a lot of orchestras that have been really creative, that have found ways to access their audiences and even create new audiences online. So there's a whole mixed bag. For a lot of us, it's been a really, even for those orchestras that are back to work, nothing is the same, right? So it's been a lot of creativity. I've seen a lot of creativity, both from the orchestras that are still putting stuff on and also from the musicians who are furloughed. I see all kinds of stuff from my colleagues in the KSO, people looking into other careers and people still finding ways to bring music to their communities in this tough time.
Do you think that some people will permanently change careers?
You know, I think some people will change careers because this is a moment of change, you know? But I think also every culture, every group of human beings finds a way to make music. And I don't think that's ever going to change. I think we're going to find different modes. It's going to look a little different, perhaps, in the post-pandemic world, but music isn't going anywhere. It's been around for millennia.
Yeah, and I was having this discussion with someone else that that the creative class always finds a way to create no matter what. You know, even whether it was Charles Ives, you know, running an insurance business on and then composing on the side, but and then eventually just going full on. That people that love to create, that love to play, they generally keep doing it no matter. There's like a virus can't stop them and economics can't stop them.
That's right. You know, I always think it's like life itself. I remember from my biology classes that even in the harshest of circumstances, life will find a way to exist. And inherent in human life seems to be creativity. It's not something that will go away. It'll just find new forms.
One of the nice things is that I guess that people are finding a way to perform no matter what, and you've got a concert coming up. Can you tell me
about the
genesis of this concert?
So this concert's concept, the seed, was the Bach concerto for oboe and violin. I think it was maybe in July that Will Schaub, our KSO concertmaster, first approached me and said, "Would you like to play this piece?" And I love this piece. It's one of the most vivacious, conversational, lively and sunny pieces that oboists play in our concerto repertoire. And so I said, of course, I'd love to play it. We thought about doing it over the summer in my backyard. And then we decided when this furlough happened that we really wanted to put it together. So typically the piece is for a small Baroque-sized orchestra behind the two soloists, the violin soloist and the oboe soloist. But we're putting it together with just a small ensemble because of COVID and the space requirements. We're going to have a smaller ensemble. And so that was kind of the seed. And after we were furloughed, Will and I were talking, and we just wanted to find the best way to present our incredibly talented colleagues, and some of those colleagues who, in the context of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, don't get to take center stage as often. So we invited a number of brass players to put together some chamber music for this show. And as the concept evolved, we found a location at the Slovenian Consulate, which is, you know, kind of out of necessity right now. Shows have to be outside. It's the safest way to do things, the scientists tell us. So playing classical music that's typically not amplified outside presents all kinds of challenges, right, that we don't have in a concert hall. There are distractions, sounds, you know, this time of year, leaves falling, beautiful views. So we decided to actually embrace the moment and all those challenges and incorporate that aspect, the outdoor aspect, into the very ethos of this show. So our concept is we're going to have these various different chamber ensembles performing on this hillside at the Slovenian Consulate in different locations. And unlike a traditional classical music concert where you sit and you listen and you clap at the end, this will be more of a choose-your-own-adventure type experience where the audience can come in, listen for a movement over here, walk, enjoy the view, have a conversation, and then go over to where another chamber music group is playing actually concurrently. And we may even play a few of the pieces. It's mostly short chamber pieces. We may even play a few of them twice so that the audience can have a chance to hear everything in this space. The whole show will just be an hour, and it should be a good experience, a good chance to really enjoy what a concert can be in this difficult time, in this COVID time, combining that outdoor aspect in a really integral way.
So tell me more about what else is being played. I'm very curious what kind of pieces you've chosen.
So I mentioned we're doing the Bach Double Concerto. In addition to that, we had these strings and oboe English horn player, that's myself. So we decided to program this piece called Bluebird Onomato. It's by Gary Nash. Gary Nash is a professor at Fisk in Nashville, so it's kind of a local connection there. And it's an English horn and string trio. It's really playful and energetic. And as he says in his program notes, it features progressions, rhythms, and harmonies that are borrowed from American popular music and jazz. Interestingly, he's actually, Dr. Nash is the conductor of jazz ensembles at Fisk University in Nashville. And then our brass players will be taking center stage with a Poulenc trio for horn and trumpet and trombone. It's a sonata that's a three-movement, really lovely piece that's incredibly cute. It features folksy melodies and extended kind of jazzy harmonies, and it really lets our brass players shine in this outdoor venue. And then the other piece we have is a Mozart duo for two horns, which is an arrangement of a movement from the Mozart Horn Concerto. And I don't know if you've ever heard horns play outside, but that's kind of where the horn, you know, the early horns developed. It's just going to be lovely. It's a jaunty piece. Everything we're playing is very bright and optimistic, hopeful repertoire that I think will really be fun. That's the point. We really want to have a fun time.
And so if someone wants to come to this concert on October 25th, what do they do? What time is the show? What should they wear?
The concert is at 2 p.m. on October 25th. The tickets are available at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. If you search there for Knoxville musicians, this will be the first thing that pops up. You can also find it through our Musicians of the KSO Facebook page, and you can learn a lot more information about what's going on with us and what we're doing in our furlough and all that kind of stuff on Facebook. And they've linked to our concert there. And you can wear whatever you want. This is outdoors. It's just an hour. It's informal. If you show up in a ball gown, you're going to have a tough time getting over the hill, I think. So wear what you want. Be comfortable. Maybe bring a blanket or a lawn chair if you want to sit for a minute. Something you can carry with you through the experience. It's just going to be an hour. It's important to note that due to COVID safety concerns, that we will have mask wearing required, and you'll be required to maintain a 6-foot distance from other guests and from musicians. And also, we're not going to have a bathroom available at the venue. So that's why, you know, we got to keep this show to just an hour. It should be gorgeous. I hope lots of folks can come out. Tickets start at $25. It's a sliding scale. This is important to note that this is a fundraiser. So we wanted to put on this concert that is unlike anything we would have done in the pre-pandemic era, in a way that's really supportive of our community and also our musicians. So all the proceeds from the ticket sales will be donated to our Musicians Furlough Fund, which is specifically for musicians who are under financial stress due to this furlough. And that fund is split between all musicians who opt into that fund.
And like, let me ask you this. Say that someone's out of town, can they donate just directly to the Musicians Furlough Fund?
They can. If you go to our Musicians of the KSO Facebook page or ksomusicians.org, you can donate right there. In fact, you can go straight to the donate page at ksomusicians.org/donate. We also have a petition up there that's petitioning to get us back to work in a COVID-safe way. We want to work. We're so excited to play. It's what we do.
That was Claire Chanette, and I'm Todd Steed. Thanks for listening.